I shot some of the pie.
Oh, okay.
If you pull the whole, you can, if you zoom out, it's not gonna.
That's okay. That's good.
But I think it's good of her.
Right.
And
that's the main thing.
And then I was gonna shoot the pie with her after. Oh, I'm ready. Is it recording?
No.
No, okay. You know what? Okay.
Recording.
Great. Okay, can you go ahead and state your name and how many years you've waitressed?
Okay, my name is Linda Paxler. And I've waited tables for 38 years. I've had two jobs.
One second, I'm just gonna double check your mic.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, it's just that her voice isn't picking up very clearly, so I'm going to move these up. Can you see if the mics are in the...
Well, you can't see it.
Really?
Okay, when she sits like that, it's fine. You cannot see.
What if she moves back?
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. What if I move them down?
Yeah, you have to come all the way down.
All the way down? Okay, so we're gonna have to have you make sure you sit up.
Okay.
So that's fine. And how it's
come forward now. That's good.
And is her whole
head? When I take it back, you can see that. You can see just the one.
Which one?
No, the other one. That's good.
And her whole head is in the frame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, now state your name again in the years.
Okay. My name is Linda Axler, and I've been waiting tables for 38 years, and I've been at the cottage for 25.
Okay, we're pretty good on audio. How's that? Yeah? Yep. Okay, Mom. It's okay. Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about how you came to the Colonial Cottage?
Well, I was working at a restaurant called Kelly's Kitchen. And I had got pregnant with my little girl, and then I needed a job because my husband was in service. And it was like my aunt was telling me that a friend of hers said that they needed a waitress at Colonial Cottage. So I come down, and Mr. Epperson interviewed me. He didn't want no application. He just said, "Lynn, you know, how many years experience you have?" And I told him. He said, "When can you start?" I said, "I can start today." He said, "Well, you're hard." So I come back at 4 o'clock, and I've been here ever since.
Wow, wow. And how'd you get your first waitressing job?
Actually, the guy up the street had the Kelly's Kitchen. He, you know, asked me one day, he said, "Lynn," he said, "you know what, are you looking for a job?" And I said, "Well, yeah, kind of." He said, "Would you like to work here?" And I said, "Doing what?" He said, "Waiting tables." And I said, "Oh," I said, "I don't think so." He said, "Well, just give it a try, you know." So the first day I worked, I didn't know to mark my tables. So when I took all these orders, I had no idea where they went, you know.
So how old were you?
I was 18. I mean, it was so funny. So I said to him, I said, Kelly, I said, I don't know where all this food goes. He said, well, didn't you mark your tables? I said, no, you didn't tell me to do that. Well, then I was washing dishes because I was the only waitress he had. And I was cooking, you know. So I did.
That was at Kelly's.
Kelly's
Kitchen. Is that also in Erlanger? Or
no, that was down in West Covington.
Okay. Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Okay. And so why did you choose waitressing? What was the...
I didn't really choose it. They chose me, more or less, you know, because I'm like, well, I'll give it a try, you know. And I'll tell you what, back then I made a big $8 a day in tips.
And what year was that?
That was 70, let's see, my daughter's born 72.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I have come a long way, you know what I mean?
How much was your hourly then?
I made, he paid me $2.10 an hour. But after they taxed me, I got 75 cents an hour. You know, so wasn't very much.
You made $8 a day.
$8 a day.
How'd you raise your daughter on that?
Well, it wasn't easy. You know, like I said, my husband was in the service, so he sent me like $100, you know, a month. And my mom and my dad helped me. You know, of course, my mom and dad, I got 8 brothers and sisters. So it was like everybody just helped everybody, you know.
Are you from Kentucky?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Yeah. West Covington.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what did your parents do for work?
My mom was a nurse's aide, and my daddy was a lift operator at Dixie, Ohio Express.
Is that what it is?
It's like a trucking company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he just loaded trucks, worked 7 days a week to raise all of us. So I was kind of like a mom anyway, and I did everything in the house because I was the only girl between 5 of my brothers. So I knew how to do whatever, you know.
Doing what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Right. And so your, when you became a waitress at 18, you had gotten married at 18? And
mm-hmm.
Is that what you started
I had
doing?
Gotten married at 18.
Wait a second, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll just come back and
forth. Okay, Mom, is she really too profile when she's looking at me?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
You need to look more at the camera. That's a good shot.
Is that a good shot?
What if I sit here? Is she looking more?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Because we can't really put it behind me any further.
No.
What if
no,
I pull
it
good.
In? That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Still on her?
Yeah.
She called the other day. Looked for Gary.
Okay. Okay, great. And, so you had one daughter.
One daughter.
When you were 18.
18.
And you started waitressing.
Right.
And how long did it take for you to get comfortable with the work?
Well, when I learned to mark my tables, I was on my way. I mean, literally on my way.
So how did you take to it? I mean, what was the...
It was just fun. Uh-huh. It was fun. And the people that I met that actually come in here now, the people that I waited on at Kelly's Kitchen also come in here, you know, like every day.
So you have some customers you've waited on for almost 40 years?
Yeah, 38 years. Mm-hmm. And see, they work down at the barrel factory, and they would come up there every day, and now they come in here, you know. And then when we had the old cottage, the little cottage, you know, it was really tiny. And all of them, they would come in there, you know, hey, Lynn, and I worked the counter over there, you know. Just a lot of fun. I've enjoyed every minute of it, you know. And I think I've been, should I just go ahead and talk?
Yeah.
I just feel like I've been a very blessed person, you know, to have the ability and the feelings for people, you know. That's the whole thing with me. And when they come in here, you know, it's like I want to wait on them the way I want to be waited on, you know. And it's just, and they're like, they're family to me. Even some of the girls that work here, I grew up with them, like Maureen Geller, the one standing right there. Yeah, I grew up with her down in West Covington.
How far is West Covington from
here? It's only about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not very far. Yeah, but I just feel that God gave me a gift. And this is what it, you know, what it turned out to be. And even the customers that come in here now, I know everything they eat, everything they drink. We call them on the phone if it's the weather's bad, and you know, hoping that they don't come out, especially the older people. And then I waited on a gentleman when he was 75 years old, and I waited on him until he was 104 years old, and then he finally passed. But I gave him his 100th birthday cake. I mean, it was too cool, you know. But then, when Matt took over the restaurant, oh boy, I was a little skeptical. I thought, he's young, you know, how they are. Young and dumb, you don't know.
And how many years had you worked here when that happened?
17.
Wow.
Yeah, 17 years. So when he got here, it was like, boy, I hope he knows what he's doing, you know, and making sure. So him and I had a few little conflicts, you know, because in my heart, I feel like I know more than he does, you know, because I'm more experienced. But when we had our little differences, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's normal.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I think that a lot of the people who take over restaurants and end up coming in realize the advantage that they have with their more veteran servers who've been
right
there for a while, because...
Well, you know, too, not only do you wait tables, there's so many things that you have to do, you know. And I'm always for my coworker. If they do something wrong, I back them up 100%, and we take care of it. You know, nobody needs to degrade nobody. You know what I'm saying? So because we're all friends here, you know, it's family. You know, even Matt's family. I waited on his dad, or Noelle's dad, his wife, and then Noelle and Matt and their kids. It's like a four generation, you know, down the road. But it's been great, you know. And then I've had some really trying times and tragedies in my life. I don't know if you want me to go into it. I had lost my dad and my mom and my brother all in like 8 months. But you know what? Coming here kind of helped me get over it, because all my customers, I had more flowers sent from my customers than I did anything. They all got me cards, and they all were like, when they say come in, they hug me, you know. I guess I'm just, I just love people, you know, and I love kids. And it's like a bloodline here, you know what I'm saying? It's grandpa, dad, mom, the kids, you know. And it's just been a great life, and I've made a great living. I mean, going from $8 a day to, $150 a day, you know, I mean, that's pretty amazing, you know. And working for Matt has been really a joy. After I got him straightened out, you know, it took a few, couple years to straighten him out with me, because we've had our differences.
What were some
you know
of the major issues in terms of,
Well, you know, just, certain people that you hire, you know, I would know if they when they hired somebody, if they was going to stay. I would know immediately just by their first day attitude, or just some or way they come in dressed, you know, like, well, I'm just here to make my money, you know, make enough to get my cigarettes and my beer or whatever, and out the door I'm going, you know. And I could pace them out, who was going to stay and who wasn't, you know. So
how many servers do you have here, like on the floor at the same time?
Okay, we have, well, actually, I do the tea room by myself.
So the tea room is just that whole...
This room over here.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I do that myself from 6:30 in the morning till 11.
So that's the counter, and
mm-hmm.
then how many tables?
That I do myself
uh-huh.
in the morning. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It seats 48 people. And I take care of all of those. Plus on Wednesdays and Thursdays, I do the banquet room. I have a breakfast Wednesdays, 25 people. I serve them all breakfast and I know every single one of them eat.
Because they always come in on Wednesdays and Thursdays?
They come in every Wednesday and Thursday.
And who are they?
Through the B&I group.
What does that mean?
It's like a
B&I?
Business where they take, what's this name? Business International or something. They all do different jobs and they let each of them know who does this or that and call me, you know. It's just they get together. It's pretty cool. And then I do it on Thursdays also. And I carry the food up the table or up the stairs.
Hold on. Can I get you to move your because you're so expressive with your hands and they're touching the mic. How's that, Mom? Yeah. Okay, go ahead. So you have 25. And you know what they eat. They come in every week.
Now they eat the same thing every week. I don't even, I mean, sometimes I write it down, sometimes I don't, you know. But I just ask, are you going to have your usual, you know. And, yeah, Len, yeah.
And where is that room?
Right up those steps. It's a big banquet room.
So you have to run up and down those steps, serving food and serve that whole room over
yes.
46.
Yes. But I can do it. I do it. I've been doing it. For a long, long time. But that's my room.
And do they request you? Is that why you wait on the banquet table?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So how long did it take for you to get organized in terms of, you know, because I think everybody, a lot of people assume that waitressing is like a skillless job, and we know it isn't.
It's right? not. It's not. You just got to want to do it. You know, you got to want to be here, which I love coming to work, you know, and I love waiting on the customers. And I wait on the way I want to be waited on, you know. But see, they're like mom and dads, you know, the way they treat me. I mean, they're all so good to me, and I give it right back, you know, because I enjoy it.
I think that's what makes you special.
Yeah. And I am told so many times, oh, Len, you are so wonderful. Every time we come in here, you have the same attitude, the same personality. It's because I enjoy being here. You know,
I think that's a story that most people just assume that waitresses, you know, especially when they see.
And it's hard sometimes. It's hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a customer that you couldn't please if you stood on your head. But do you know what? Before they leave, they're like, thank you for everything. You know, I don't let them bring me down, even if they're having a bad day. If I smile, maybe that'll. You know, and a lot of people come in by themselves, you know, older ladies and older men, and it's like, and they like to, for you to smile, and they like for you to take care of them, especially when I say, are you going to have what you had last week, if I hadn't seen them for a week? You remember, Linda? And I said, oh, yeah, I remember. You know, how could I forget?
How do you remember?
How do I remember? I don't know. I just put the food with the face. You know, I mean, it's pretty easy. When you wait on every day, you know, the same people, you just remember what they eat and what they drink, you know.
So. It makes your job easier.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if I get real busy, I know what everybody drinks. I take them their drink, and I tell them. I stand in the middle of the room and I say, I'll take everybody's order at once. We'll get through this, guys. Glenn. Take your time. It's no problem. I have some of them will get up and get the coffee pot and go around and give coffee for me. And I got some of them trained. They even clean my tables for me. I swear to God, they do. It's a riot.
So it is kind of like a family atmosphere.
Yeah, it is.
Here, which makes
strictly.
A big difference. And so the other restaurant, Kelly's, was it more like a coffee shop diner?
Yeah. And it was more like neighborhood people. That I grew up with, you know, so.
And so in your 40 years, you've only been at two restaurants?
That's it. Yeah, 38 years.
38 years.
Yeah.
That's great.
Two restaurants.
So have you ever done any other kind of work?
Nope, I never did want to. Never did want to.
Did you ever dream about being anything? Or
no.
Have any?
No, because this is, I think this was my calling. You know, I like taking care of people. You know, I took care of my brothers and sisters because my mama got real sick. And I was already a waitress. You know what I'm saying? From day one, since I was 9 years old, you know, I fixed their cereal for them or whatever, you know. And it's just been great. And I love it here. I'm telling you.
I think that's amazing. Because I think that, you know, either you take to waitressing or you don't. And like you were saying, you know.
But I think you gotta wanna take care of people. And I just feel like God's blessed me with that kind of a personality, you know, and that strength to put up with what we do put up with sometimes. Because, I mean, you do have some crazy customers. You know, you can, like I said, you can please them, you know, one way or the other. And Matt, he's been great to work for. You know, I couldn't ask for a better boss, you know. And all my friends that work here. I should have been a union stewardess because I back up everybody that doesn't know what's going on, you know what I mean? And if I think they're not being treated fairly, trust me, I'll be the first one to stand up for. I'm for the underdog.
Yeah.
Because you know what? People kind of look down on some waitresses, you know, because it's not, I don't know, they feel like, you know, get me this, get me that. And of course, I have no problem getting anything. Actually, I walk 100 extra miles, you know, for them if I had to. That's how much I enjoy it. You know, and trust me, I get tired because I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day and I come here and I open up the doors, I go up and get the money, and, you know, and I do everything. I answer the phone. I've had to cook and some of the cooks didn't show up. Oh boy, what a trip, you know. It's been wild.
And so when do you get off?
Actually, I'm supposed to get off at 2, but I'm never out of here before 3.
So you work from like 4 a.m. to 3?
Well, I get up at 4.
You get up at 4, so you get
and
here
I gotta
about
be here
5.
About, I get here about 5:30, uh-huh. And then I take care of the register and get the money all set up. And then the phone starts ringing, I get the go orders, I take care of the people, I run upstairs and do my parties. I come back down, and if one of the cooks haven't showed up to help the regular cook, I go back there and I do the toast. Sometimes I'll do the eggs, you know. It's like, I can do it all. I can do it all.
And how many days a week do you work?
Four.
And how old are you?
I'm 56 years old. Mm-hmm. Who's had a birthday?
When's your birthday?
August 9th, 1950.
My brother's birthday is like the 8th. Is it Jeff's birthday?
18th.
Oh, it's the 18th. Ramona's birthday. Okay. Somebody had a birthday that day. So, is there anything you dislike about waitressing?
Dislike? No. No. Nothing.
And so, what about the younger waitresses? Do you...
Well, sometimes they can, you know, be, how am I want to say this? They're, when the young waitresses come in, you know, you just got to check them out and see what their working ethics are. Like I said, they want to make their money and go out the door. They don't have a clue about any side work. You know, it's like, I had one waitress come in. She started, and I said, you know, sweetie, before you leave, this is your side work. I'm not mopping a floor for nobody. I said, well, then guess what? You don't want to work for the cottage. I said, because there is a lot to do. And if you plan on being a waitress, you know, I'm going to set you down, let you know exactly what you're up against. I think she stayed 2 days. You know, her fingernails, she didn't want to get them, you know, all messed up. And that's exactly what her words were.
So what do you think that is? Why do you think it is that the younger waitresses, you know, I mean, I noticed that when I was waitressing, that I was in my 30s, so, you know. And, well, but I just noticed waitresses in their 20s that had such a huge,
right.
You know, they were so put out by the labor and, you know,
yeah.
They thought it was so hard. And,
right.
You know, why do you think that is?
I don't know. Well, a lot of them, they live with their family, their mom and dad, and they really don't have to work. So, you know, until the time comes, I've always had to work, you know, all my life. So I thought, well, I better do something that I'm going to enjoy. And then, like I said, when I started waiting tables, oh my God, it was the best thing I ever did, you know, because I enjoy the, I tell you what, I enjoy the competition. As far as being the best, I want to be the best, you know what I mean? And I am the best, trust me. If you'd see me in action, I'll tell you what, I am totally awesome.
What are some of your character traits that make you so good?
Just caring, one thing. When the kids drop milk on the table, not for that not to bother me, you know, it's like, you know, accidents happen and mom and dad gets all, you know, bent out of shape. And it's like, you know what, it's no problem, you know, accidents happen. I said, well, I've had grown-ups, you know, spill milk or whatever, and then I make them clean it up, and then they laugh.
That's a good one. Yeah. So, do you consider any part of this more difficult than, you know, do you find that it's, do you ever get tired physically?
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Every day.
Uh-huh.
But it's good exercise. You know, if I went to the gym, I'd really get tired. I might as well be here and making money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, I don't, you know. I got allergies so bad.
Oh my God.
What are we doing so far? So good?
Oh, we're great.
Good.
Great.
Good.
Really great. Do you write down orders here? Do you call them in? Do you have
No, we have
a computer.
Oh, let me tell you about that.
So tell me about that.
Oh my God. This story. First of all, Mr. Grimes, Matt, he says, we're going to get computers. Now, I have wrote my checks on paper, right? Take them in, stick them under the, you know, the light. He said, we're going to get a computers. I said, oh God, I don't know anything about a computer. We were crying. We were begging that he didn't put them in, you know, because none of us knew, you know, how to, you know, work them. So when he did, I'm like, oh, I can't do this. I just can't do it. And then I went home and I prayed. And I said, you know, I'm Catholic, right? So the Blessed Mother, I am so spiritual with the Blessed Mother. And I said, just make sure, you know, that I can do this. Well, then the computer guy comes in, okay? And he's back there and he's, you know, doing everything. And I said, is that really easy? And he said, well, yeah. He said, you're only going to put in food. I said, well, you don't understand. You know, I've wrote my checks, wrote them out, you know, all these years, 30 years, you know, and then we get this computer. So I said to him, so he's working on, you know, and I said, can I ask you a question? I said, what's the magic word on this computer? I said, is it okay? He said, you're exactly right. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I was on my way. As long as I knew the word okay, I was on my way. You know what I mean? Then all these girls here, I taught them how to do it. You know, I mean, we were all crying. It was pitiful. I didn't even want to come back to work because I was so scared that I wasn't going to be able to. But come in with an open mind, just checked it out and played with it. And I'll tell you what, I can put 20 orders in 5 minutes. Probably less than that.
That's great. A lot of waitresses have had a hard time with that transition. Because, you know, timing is so important. And if you're behind and you got to figure something out, I mean, it could just cascade into all kinds of troubles.
And I'm very organized. Just like when I set up over there, everything has to be at my reach in case I got 20 people that walk in at once. And I could Kathy normally seats me because everybody asks this for me. So I might have 10 tables straight in a row. So I just go get all 10 of their orders, pace myself out, and get their drinks, and everybody's food comes up in order. Don't ask me how
so
I do that.
So you have a good cook that kind of, you know,
mm-hmm. Oh,
that
yeah.
you can depend on.
Oh, yeah.
That's
all
a
these
issue.
Cooks here, are, they're awesome. Especially Henry. He helps me too sometimes, you know. And the thing about too, my girls that work here with me, if I need help, they're right there. They're right there. You know, and I help them no matter what. You know. But as far as getting tarred, I get tarred. But it's a good tarred. You know, I make good money. So yeah.
That's great. No, I think you're gonna you know, I've been speaking at aging conferences about how it's really not what you think. Like, waitressing is actually keeping these women, you know, feeling younger. It keeps them
right.
in shape. It's, you know.
Do you know I'm the same size when I started waiting tables that I am now? Because it's good exercise, you know? I mean, it's helping me and it's helping him make good money, you know? I love it.
Let's see. So talk about your clientele. About how many of your people that you serve, what percentage would you say are your regular customers?
All of them. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. You know, probably 50%, probably 75%. My room can be completely full. Even the ones that smoke, they'll come over here and smoke a cigarette,
and then go
but they'll come back over there to eat. I mean, that's how.
When did that change to non-smoking over there?
Probably about 3 years ago.
So that must have been a big issue too for
yeah.
the regulars, right?
Oh yeah.
That wanted to smoke.
Right.
Yeah.
But like I said, they come over here and they'll say, "Lynn, I'm going over and smoke a cigarette. I'll be right back." So I just set the coffee up. I get their order. When they're done smoking, they come over there and eat, and then they give me my tip. You know.
Do you find you get better tips from your regulars?
Oh yeah.
Than from your just customers you don't know?
No, all of them tip me. I mean, excellent, you know.
Because
even if I don't know them, I train them, and then they come back. You know, I got them coming from Indiana, and they go to Florida, they come up and they said, "I told you I'd be back to see you." Actually, just 3 weeks ago, a couple come back from Florida and asked for me. Everybody asks for Linda. Everybody. And that room can be full, and this over here, not one customer in this dining room. And sometimes I feel bad about it. You know, I really do.
But you earned it.
Yeah.
You earned it.
Well, I earned it.
How long have people waited to sit with you?
Oh. Until probably 20 minutes, you know. They won't let nobody else wait on them. It's amazing. And I have a lot of, like, older people in the morning time, George and Marge and Jenny and James and, you know, I mean, I know them all. You know, I got their phone numbers and they call me on the phone, and it's just so cute, you know. And like I say, when my parents passed away, oh my God, you would not believe the cards that were sent to me at my home. I brought here flowers, and then to the cancer, they sent all money to the cancer over at the Children's Hospital, because my niece had passed away during my mom and dad, and my brother passed away in between there. It's just been a lot of, you know, but then when you come down here myself, it's just, you know, I think about other people. I have lots of feelings for people, you know, I just really do. And I mean, I love it. That's all I can say. I just love it.
So great. Can you talk about any particular regulars that stand out in your mind that,
well,
heard any stories over the years, you know, about
George and Marge? You know, he comes in, he's got a leg missing, and when she got sick, I would take his breakfast out to the car. He would call me on the phone, and I'd take the breakfast out to the car so he wouldn't have to come in and get it. And then there's Jenny and Jim. They come in every day, and she got sick, and he would come down, and I'd fix her up, and put everything in there that she needed. You know, it's just, there's just a lot of them, you know, that I do special things for, and they do special things for me too, you know. But yeah.
That's great. Let's see. So, Mom, what was the story that you?
I told her that about the guy was 75 years old, and I waited on him until he was 104.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we got that story. That's a good one. So you've never worked for a union restaurant?
No.
This isn't union, right?
No.
The other one wasn't? Okay. Do you have health insurance? Or?
We used to, but we don't no more. Mm-hmm. You know, Matt bought the restaurant. It was kind of expensive. Mm-hmm. So we just buy our own.
So do you have your own health insurance?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's good. And do you, you're going through a divorce now? Or
it's all over with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long were you married for?
17 years. Actually, this was my fourth husband. But I got an excuse for all of them. Isn't that the way it works?
Well, I think
but I only have one daughter. I have three grandsons.
What's your daughter do for work?
She works in a nursing home. She works in an Alzheimer's unit.
How old is she?
She's 37. 37. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
She also wants to help people and care for people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's a lot like I am. She's not as upfront. You know, I can be very boisterous when I have to, which I really don't like to, but when I, you know, when duty calls, I have to do it, you know, or say it. But I do it in a nice way. I mean, I don't just blurt it out to the girls. I take them in the back and I just tell them, you know, if you have problems with whatever, you know, I'm here to help you. I'm not here to put you down. I'm here to help you. You need to help mopping the floor. I can mop the floor. You know what I mean? It's called teamwork. You know, all teamwork. And if you don't have teamwork, doing this kind of work, nobody gets taken care of.
And what side work do you have to do?
Well, they have to sweep and mop and fill their, you know, and make sure everything's clean. One thing I am is a cleaning fanatic. And when Matt first took over the place, he'd say, Linda, you've got to stop that. You can't tell these girls they got to do that. I said, oh, well, let me tell you what, if the health department comes in here, sweetheart, you know, I mean, that's how I talk to Matt. I just say it straight up, you know. And him and I are pretty good friends now.
He really
at the beginning,
you.
Yeah, and I respect him too.
He just couldn't wait to tell me about how special you were. He's the reason why I'm interviewing you. I think he contacted me. You know, I think he'd heard about it through someone else that I was doing this project, and he contacted me and said, you know, I want you to interview this woman. So, when was your last vacation?
Actually, I'm on vacation now. I come back Monday.
Did
I've been
you go
gone.
Anywhere?
I went to Myrtle Beach. I tell you what, I needed a break.
Yeah,
you know?
Like you've been
tan. Oh my God, I had the best time. It was wonderful.
That's great. Because some waitresses don't take vacations, and I think that.
Well, I haven't had one in 4 years because, you know, with Matt and all, I didn't want to leave, you know, and leave him in a bind. And but trust me, these 2 weeks, I've left him in a bind. I told him I won't take a vacation no more for a while. You know, he said, okay.
Do you have any plans for retirement?
Not really. I like to wait tables as long as I can, you know. I mean, I don't want to do it when I'm 70, but maybe 62, maybe.
We'll see. I'll call you and see if you're...
And maybe longer,
yeah,
you know.
I have a feeling.
But I'm a little miser when it comes to my money. I save my money, you know. So, I mean, you have to. When you make money every day, you have to put back, you know, so much so you can pay this and pay that, you know. So which I've done great.
Or own your house?
No, I just bought a mobile home. And it's beautiful. I just had all new carpet put in it, all new hardwood. It is awesome. Yes.
So that's great. And you have a, what kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Chrysler Sebring convertible. Which I was blessed because my daddy got it for me before he passed away, my inheritance. You know, he said, I know you've always wanted a convertible. He said, please buy one. So I did. And I paid cash for it, so I don't owe nothing there either. You know, I've been very fortunate, you know.
Very smart.
I've been blessed all my life, you know, just being the person that I am. Because I love people, you know. When I had my daughter, it was like, just give me one little girl. Of course, you know, you take care of her the rest of your life. She's got three sons. I have three grandsons, 20 years old, 18, and 16.
So. That's so great. So, I think, did I miss anything, Mom? I'm sure you did.
Were you pleased with everything?
Oh, it's just wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much. God, that makes me feel great just to help you out.
You're one of my favorite Kentucky waitresses.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
She may be touring the country.
I know.
I can do that.
I want you in the tour. I want to just, Mom, can you hand me the camera? Because I really like the way the lights is right here. I'm just going to take a photo of you sitting here. And I love your nails.
Thank you.
Those are great.
I'll tell you what, these things don't last very long when you're rolling silverware, you know? I had them done for vacation.
Do you wear them like that when you're waiting? Yeah, I was going to say on vacation.
Yeah.
So. Thank you.
This is the most exciting thing that's ever happened in my life.
I'm no,
it is so
really.
Cool. No, I've had a lot of exciting things happen in my life.
What else has been exciting?
Oh, just different things. Uh-huh. You know.
No, but I think it's great that
I'm just gonna let this run out.
Just go ahead and let it run out. I think it's great to honor your contribution, because I think, you know, it's almost like how moms, you know, don't really get the credit that they deserve.
Yeah.
I think it's similar with waitresses. I think people appreciate them. And especially,
and you know what? And you really are a mom when you're waiting tables. You know, you got to put up, I don't want this. Somebody just this, you know. I told you no mayonnaise. Come on, you know. I didn't want no onion. Okay, sweetheart. I'm going to take it off, you know. You just got to have a lot of patience when you wait tables.
Yes, you do. It's so crazy. A lot like mothering.
Get one with your glasses.
Oh, I will.
Oh, I'll tell you what, those glasses.
Can you hold your hands with your, or actually when you put them up, yes, I can see your nails and smile.
My glasses are 99 cent specials. And I have two pair, so the kids can play with the pair. Yeah, no. I just need them for the computer. That famous computer.
Can you put them on?
Oh, sure. These are my everyday, you know.
They're me.
They call me Sally Lafrio. It is too funny. You know that talk show?
Oh, oh, Sally Raphael.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she wore red.
I said, oh, I could be so lucky.
Okay, so a couple without. I take a lot of photographs. So, I mean, I'll probably take about close to 100. So.
You know what would be a nice thing?
What?
Like the coworkers that are here today, like Kathy that's been here. I mean, get us all together and take a picture.
Oh,
wouldn't
sure.
it be nice? And Matt. And
yeah, I'll do that for you.
Because you know what? They're important to me, and I like for them to be, you know, kind of in with all this.
Mm-hmm.
And this one here, Maureen,
what?
I told her we grew up together.
Yeah.
She's my buddy.
I used to work in a little neighborhood tavern, and I used to wait on all her brothers. On
yeah.
The keep them in line.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Look at me.
And you know what tickles me about my coworkers? If they have problems, they always come to me. And like I say, I am so spiritual with the Blessed Mother and stuff that I really am. She does everything in the world for me. You would not believe how blessed I am. I feel good every day. And I don't even work on it. It just comes natural.
Yeah, that's special. Because I think so many people, I like it when you have your, yeah, when your nails are kind of like, you know, smile. Those are great. Okay, so maybe, can you move this out, Mom? And I'm going to
stop it because it's down to 1 minute.
Okay, wait, she's connected, actually. I forgot. Why don't we take the mics off? And they're going to, yeah. Perfect. I'm going to have you still sit there, and I'm going to take some shots of you with from that.